Family, welcome to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Now Network presents Women Speak Now with our guest hostess this evening, Apostle Lucretia Hines. We want to welcome to the Now Network this evening the mighty woman of God. She is going to be blessing us this evening as Minister Monique is on vacation with her husband. We just thank God for the ram in the bush and the woman of God that has accepted this challenge tonight to bless you women tonight on Women Speak Now. Good evening, woman of God. The floor is yours. I am out the way. I'll talk to you towards the end. God bless.
God bless you. Amen. Thank you for having me on the show. I am yours truly, Lucretia Hines, and I am coming by way of Atlanta, Georgia. Listen, those who are online or who are in tune, I pray that your heart and your ears are open to what God is about to say to you. I was kind of really today out and about and doing errands and things and such. And I was just inquiring of the Lord really what to say to you all on tonight. And really, I said, you know what, I'm just going to talk to the people. And it was funny because that's usually what I end up doing anyway, and God usually speaks that way. But what really has been kind of tugging with me the past several minutes is basically how God is really reestablishing his people in this season. He's calling us back to a stable and solid relationship with him. And he's putting us in a place that we understand him as our Abba Father. Now, probably some of you are saying, well, what is the Abba Father? I'm talking about knowing God in a place that you know him as your everything, your every being, your every need, and your every desire. Now, I know it probably sounds a little weird at first, but the more I continue to talk and the more I continue to explain really about what God placed in my heart to tell you guys and to teach you guys on tonight, I pray that it blesses you. I want to go to the book of Jude really quick, a scripture that's in my mind that I really love. And I love this particular scripture because during some trials and seasons in my life that I have gone through, this scripture has definitely helped pull me through. I want someone to know out there that whoever is going through something or anything tragic or something that it just seems like they're not going to get out of it, whatever it is, or relationship, whatever it is that's going on, I want you to know that God's hand is still upon your life. No matter what it looks like, no matter what comes up against you during this trial, know that God's hand is on your life. I want us to understand one thing, that when God has spoken a plan upon your life, or when he has chosen you to do something in your life, know that the word must come to pass. Know that God's promise, it must go forth. God is not a man that he shall not lie. So in the midst of your going through, in the midst of your heartache, in the midst of your pain, in the midst of your trouble, whatever it is, let me encourage you on tonight that God's hand is still upon your life. Know that when God is for you, no one or nothing can be against you. Now, if we turn to the Bibles, Jude 4:25, I'm reading from the King James Version. The Bible says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Now, I'm just going to say that right here because there was a promise that was made in this scripture. There was a promise that basically God is able to keep you from falling. God is able to keep you from going into the wrong direction. God is able to hold you up and set you up and put you in a place of protection. God is able to get you in a place to where you're safe and you're secure, that he is able. Bible says that he was able. Didn't say that he was not. Didn't say that he may. Didn't say that he could. Didn't say anything contrary to make it sound like he's not. The Bible says that is able, meaning he's going to do it. Something is going to be performed. My God, I'm excited right there because I know that once God has said something and it has been spoken, honey, you could take that thing to the bank and know that God is going to perform whatever it is he has said. We're dealing with so many things this time and in this season. We have a lot of weather, disasters, catastrophes, all these things that are going on in the earth, all these things happening. But in the end, for those who are out there holding on to God, trusting in God through calamity, through whatever it is that they're going on. God's hand is in it. Whether, this is what I want people to understand too, because some people say, well, how could God allow this? Or why that? Why this? It doesn't matter, good, better, indifferent. God's hand is still in it. His hand is still upon it. We just have to get to a place that we're functioning and that we're operating and that we're able to see. So God wants to get us to this place that we know able to keep us from falling, that we know that he is able to keep us pressing through, that we know that he is able to keep us pushing and fighting for what he has told us is our promise. I know it's some of you out there that are leaning on the promises of God. Now, let me just say this, because I feel the need to say this. The promises of God, when there has been a promise released to you, we have to operate in what is called faith. Now, everybody who knows me knows that I'm the faith chick, okay? I have a book out. It's called Faith Walker. It talks about the three dimensions of faith, and I'm going somewhere. The reason why I'm bringing faith up to you is because that helps activate your promise, all right? So if God has said something in a word upon your life, know that God is setting you up for victory. However, you have to step out on faith to know that God's going to give you the victory. You go battle. Do you think the enemy wants you happy? Do you think the enemy wants you to be successful? Do you think the enemy wants you to complete your education? Do you think the enemy wants you to live right? Do you think the enemy wants you to do right by submitting to your leaders, or, you know, going forth in your ministry, or doing right in your marriage, or doing right by your money? Do you think the enemy actually wants you to listen and obey God? No, he does not. Because the minute you show any type of obedience, that's when you start walking in your faith. So if the enemy can come in and cause you to be distracted, he can cause you to be doubtful and unbelief and not trust God and his word. So now God is dealing with his people now in this day and age, and he's trying to get us to a place that we are not dependent on people. Now I'm going to put the meter right here, because God wants us at a place that we know him, that we are able to seek him, and that we go to him for everything. The Bible tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of God. Why is that? Because God wants us to seek him in order to get divine instructions, in order to go forth in the assignments that he has set us up in the earth. See, we run around here and we're doing all these things instead of doing the assignment that God has called us to do. But again, he's able to keep you from falling. He's able to keep you from messing up. He's able to keep you even when you do mess up. Hallelujah. He's able to put you in that place to where you, hallelujah, will receive the promises of God. We thank God for his mercy. We thank God for his tender grace. For where would we be without it? Hallelujah. For God is the Alpha and the Omega, everything in between. And God wants us to be at that place to where we know that we know that we know that we know that God has worked it out in his divine plan. I was talking to some of my leaders earlier, and I was talking about the story of the tortoise and the hare. The tortoise and the rabbit. And I was talking about how oftentimes it seems like God is not working, or it may seem like God is not moving, or better yet, not moving fast enough, or it might seem like ain't nothing happening, or it's just not moving in the right direction that you think it should go, but it's all a part of God's divine plan. Now let me put a sidebar here. We can't be God, and by all means, we definitely can't stand in the Lord's way. So when God is doing something, or we pray to God and we've asked for something, allow God to be God. Do not get in his way. So back to the tortoise and the hare, we all know about that race, that the tortoise ran as fast as he can, as fast as he could, to get to his destination. He even cheated. He stopped. He took a nap. He stopped. He played with some buddies. He did all kinds of things. He got distracted on his race. And the turtle just kept on going in the same pace, in the same momentum. Might have had a couple of bruises and bumps, may have ran into a couple of other animals, may have gotten into some ant piles. Whatever happened, the turtle continued to go at his own pace. Let me encourage somebody out there tonight. Go at your own pace. Stay in your own lane and watch God continue to work it out in your life. Watch God continue to move in your life. Watch God continue to open up great doors of favor for you upon your life. If you just stay in the race and allow it to take its course, trust me, God will make sure he takes care of you. Now, what I love about the scripture, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. So what does this say? God wants Jesus, my goodness. I'm about to get a hold of myself. God wants us to be presented faultless, meaning I don't care what the enemy has said. You've been ridiculed. You've been batted down. You've been come up against. You've been set up, ambush attack. All kind of things have probably come against you in your life. But God wants to present us as faultless, blameless, hallelujah, to get us to a place to where that is of a stench is no longer, because God is purifying us in the trial. God is taking us through, to go through, to get us out. He's putting us in a place to where we know and we trust him, that he's our every move and our every being. You know, when I reminisce and I think about some times when I was on the streets before I even got into Christ, when I was dibbling, dabbling in drug selling, and when I was doing some bad things to change and setting people up to be robbed or murdered or whatever, you know, participating in hijacking cars and doing whatever I wanted to do, just as the old saints say, probably bust hell wide open, you know. But I always had a reverence for God. I always was at a place to where I honored God. And I knew that God still was in control. Some way, somehow, I knew that God was in control. Now, you're talking about the hand of God being on somebody's life? That was me. I could have been killed, shot twice, but I'm still here. Why? Because now unto him that is able to keep me from falling. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm still here. And I say all that to say to you, you're still here. You're still fighting. Still a champion. Rise up in the midst of what you're going through. Rise up in the battle. Rise up in whoever left you. Rise up. And whoever came against you, rise up when they talk about you. Rise up in the midst of confusion. Rise up in the midst of your pain. Rise up in the midst and walk with your head knowing that God has his hand upon your life. I'm telling you something that I know. Many a times, God will allow things to occur so we can know who he is. And I'll say that over and over because God really wants us to know who he is. Some of us got a glimpse of God, a half sight. Bible tells us, for we go from glory to glory to glory to glory. Why is that? Because there's realms in God. The more time that we spend in God, the more time that we spend in his word to study and show thyself approved, the more that we continue to walk with God and he walk with us, his attributes start to develop in us. And then we start to have a form of Christ-like righteousness where God is doing the inevitable in our lives. I know some of you have suffered and went through, and I know some of you are still suffering. But guess what? If you just make it through by the end of the week, I tell you what, it's going to be all good. It's going to be better. Hallelujah. God is getting ready to do something magnificent for you in your life. If some of you all that have tuned into the show tonight looking for this word, and I'm here to tell you that God is getting ready to change some of your situations. Some of y'all have been seeking for employment. God's getting ready to open up the door and the gateway of employment. Some of y'all have been seeking husbands. God is getting ready to bring some of you husbands and wives. Some of you all have been seeking to start a business or been trying to put together a business portfolio to ask for money for a loan from the bank. I'm here to tell you, I don't know who that's for, but I know it's for somebody, one of you, somebody who's listening, that proposal is going to be accepted. Shabbat city. That proposal is going to be accepted. Hallelujah. We thank God for being God. Some of you got family members or children who are locked up in prison. God is getting ready to shorten their sentence. My goodness. It's going to be a turnaround time for some of their sentencing. Some single mothers out there been in a stronghold in a battle with child support. God is freeing some of you in your child support. My goodness. It's all kind of stuff that's going to pop off. Hallelujah. Within the next 90 days, some great things are going to pop off in your life. So just sit there. Don't look at the calamity, because I know it's all kind of things going on in the world. And yes, that is the order and the flow. You look at it with things that are going on. These catastrophes, these dilemmas, these, you know, irregular weather patterns, this must happen in order to get us to a place that we are of a repenting heart and that we turn to God and turn away from certain things. It's certain things that we have idolized, that we have taken, and we have put into the place of our relationship with God. And right now, in this season where God wants to take us, he wants us to be into kingdom totality in him. It is not the will of the Father for us to be walking around broke, busted, and disgusted, confused, and abused. It is in the will of the Father for us to be blessed, for us to be wealthy, for us to be healthy, for us to be prosperous, for us to be victorious, for us to be conquerors, because he told us we are more than a conqueror. Why are we battling with the same enemy when we've already defeated the enemy? There's no need to continue the battle when God has already told you you've won the battle. It's certain battles that we get ourselves into that's nothing but a distraction. It's certain battles that we will allow ourselves to get into that ain't got nothing to do with our assignment. We have to be cognizant of the timing and the seasons of God. We have to be cognizant. We have to be aware of what God is doing. And I encourage you, if it's something that is contrary to the word of God that has been spoken upon your life that has not been sent from God, we have to get to a place that we are discernful and that we are mindful and watching what God is doing. We have to get to a place that we understand what God and where God is in our life. If he's telling you to be quiet and humble yourself, sit down, be quiet, and humble yourself. If he's telling you to leave so-and-so alone, then guess what? You need to tell Tyrone on the phone, I got to go. Bye, Felicia. I'm out. If it gets to a place where God tells you, I need you to go over here and be secluded for a little while, then be obedient. It is better to be obedient than to sacrifice. God wants you totally dependent on him. So therefore, you can be to the place that he could, hallelujah, present you faultless. Hallelujah. Because he's able to keep you from falling. So therefore, you can be faultless. You can be blameless. Hallelujah. In the eyes of God. Glory to God. God wants to fix some of our relationships. Some of us who are listening, we've went through some stuff with relationships. Some of us were having issues trusting again and loving again and living again. And God is repairing your heart. God is putting some things in you and making you, you know, get to a place to where your heart has been softened because it has been hardened from the bitterness and the heartache that you've been through. And truth be told, you went through some bad stuff. You went through some hard, terrible stuff. But forgiving is the best thing that you could ever do, because the longer you hold on to unforgiveness, the more bitter you will get. So I'm here to tell you, people of God, stay in your race at your pace. Hallelujah. And let God continue to form you and shape you and make you who he called you to be. I was talking with a friend today, and she has no idea, but I heard the Lord through her. She said, you know, she said, some choices we don't make. It's his choice. Which brings me to a quick subject, really quick, sidebar. This is all about my scripture because I'm going to bring it back. Choosing want versus need. This plays a factor in how we run our lives and how we continue to walk with Christ. Distinguishing and differentiating the difference between the need and the want. Because sometimes we'll get in a place to where we have to make a choice and not every time we choose wisely. Some of us are possibly going through certain things, maybe because of a choice we made. Now God will allow certain things to teach you a lesson, or to put you in a place to where you can really hear from him. One thing I know about trial and calamity, and we learn from the prophet Elijah, is that God speaks to us in a quiet place. After all the rain, after all the fire, after all the noise, God speaks to us. And we have to get to a place to where we listen. Because if we're not listening to God and allowing him to choose for us, we're going to choose out of the want and not the need. The Bible says he will supply every need according to our riches and glory in heaven through Christ Jesus. And we're choosing from our wants instead of our needs. Well, I want this. And God is saying, but you don't need that. Well, I want that. God is saying, but you need this. And you fight constantly because Galatians 5 and 17 talks about the spirit and the flesh. They constantly fight because they're contrary to one another. And we have to get into a place where our flesh is numb and completely dead. So therefore we can walk in kingdom totality to fulfill the will of the Father. Oftentimes, we'll see folk running around doing all kind of things. God is not in it. God has nothing to do with it. How many more conferences we going to have? How many more things we going to have before we are changing neighborhoods and regions and lives? It's beyond the four walls. It's beyond what we see. It's God being the everlasting, eternal Father. It's God being the great I am that I am. It's God being the great, almighty provider. It's God being the great healer. It's God wanting to show you. He said, you met my son Jesus. You've experienced my presence through my spirit, the Holy Spirit. Now I want you to be introduced to me. Now I want you to know who I am as your eternal Father. We get so stuck on people, places, and things. So where God wants us to get to a place that we know that he is our every move and being. He's our every form of existence. He is every way in the atmosphere, stratosphere, hemisphere. He is the all-knowing God. When we get to that place, that we know is nobody but God, that's when we can watch certain things in our life take place without even having to war for it. I got this old saying, I just say, I'm not going to fight. I'm not fighting anymore. And the reason why I've gotten to this place where I'm not fighting anymore, because I don't have to, because I know that God is my Father. So when we get to this place that we are displaying confidence in God, because, again, he's able to keep us from falling in order for us to be presented faultless before his presence of glory with exceeding joy. Before we get to even that step, God is doing things in us. And we have to allow God to be God to do these things. We have to allow God to be God with our children. We have to allow God to be God in our careers. We have to allow God to be God in our relationships. We have to allow God to be God in everything that we do. I'm telling you, this is going to help you. Because certain decisions that we've made, and I ain't saying you, notice I said we, because we've all done it. I'm not excluded. Who am I? We've all done it. But if we allow true sonship to operate in our life, where God makes the decision, he's the CEO, then I know that I know the portals of favor will overtake your life and overshadow you. Hallelujah. The Bible says to us, the rest of the scripture, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. Amen. So they finish up it by saying the one, the only wise God, our Savior. My God. Only wise God. That says it even more for us to get to a place that we're seeking him, that we're obeying him, that we're talking with him, that there's a relationship for. No more religion and tradition, but time for relationship. Not serving from obligation, but serving because, God, I love you. God, I need you in my life. I'm nothing without you. That type, getting to that place of love in spite of the wrongdoing, being free in God, where when things rise up or come against you, you know that God is going to take care of everything. I was without power in my home due to Hurricane Irma for about 4 days. Yep. And I did not complain. I wouldn't even put my lips up to complain. Because, number one, being an original South Florida native, I went through several hurricanes and several weeks of no power. So 4 days was a walk in the park for me. But it was something that God told me. And I think I shared this on Facebook, too, not too long ago. I had to throw away all the food in my refrigerator. And when I proceeded to go to the grocery store to get more food, the Lord told me, sometimes I have to allow things to go bad in order to bring in the new. I say all that to say this to you. If God is trying to take you to another place in Him, a higher place, allow Him to get rid of the things of the old. You can't take an old thing and a dead thing into a new living season. No. God, some of us are getting ready to walk into everything new. Some of us are moving, relocating. Some of us are, you know, going into a whole new arena, new field of career. Some of us are venturing from on the job to entrepreneurship. There is a season of new, and it's now. Speaking of now, we're on the Now Network. I thank you all for having me on here tonight. That is all what was in my heart to say. Pastor Edward, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I am. This is Women Speak Now, but I had to take my notes because this is definitely the hour of the Lord. God bless you. You have blessed me, so I know others have been blessed also. Miss Faith Walker, it's dynamic that you're here tonight. First of all, like I said, at the ram in the bush, but God has really been ministering to us as a network and as covenant with each other about faith. And how important it is that we continue to grow in faith and we experience things that give us endurance for our faith. But without faith, it is what? Impossible to please God. So
impossible.
I know in this season of this last quarter, see, we go in quarters here on the network, and we're in the fourth quarter.
Oh, okay.
And we get ready we're prepared for that crossover time of leaving 2017 into a new season, not a new resolution,
right,
not a new year, but in a new season of God looking for something new. So you really blessed me. I want to open the lines. If you have been blessed tonight, dial one. Come on, get involved in the conversation. If you're a covenant partner, you know I'll throw you under the bus. So you might as well go ahead and dial one now. But before we go there, I want you to share the book, Faith Walker. Now, we were we had made an offer to some people out there. If they wanted that book, we wanted to assist getting the book to them. We went to Houston. We were in Hurricane Harvey, and we weren't able to complete some of those things. So we want to now reintroduce that book. Yes, the book, Faith Walker, sitting right here in my hand. It will bless you. There are so many nuggets that each and every one of us can receive from God through this mighty woman of God and her writing abilities. Chapter 1, hearing. Chapter 2, obeying. Chapter 3, timing and season. Everybody know me. I'm stuck on chapter 3. Chapter 4, the Abrahamic covenant. And chapter 5, the testimony. This woman of God has really opened up and been transparent. A lot of us have went through some stuff that we don't want to share. We'd be like, oh, that's part of the growing process. But this woman of God has allowed the Lord to use her in sharing her testimony. You made it simple about your lights being off. You said on Facebook, you said, you know, me and my son were homeless and living in different situations. And without lights, I can do anything. I'm not tripping.
Right.
That reminds me of Paul in Philippians when you know, we all remember that I can do all things. But he says, you know, I'm content whether I'm good, whether I'm content whether I'm hungry or whether I'm full. I'm content. That was just so dynamic to me. That's faith right there, that you stay consistent, stay hot at all times for God, because he's staying hot always for us. So God bless you. Amen. You want to share before we got two callers right now that have already responded to come in, but I want you to feed in on your book. I want you to also share that a testimony from that people can really understand. They need to read and support what God is doing in your life.
Amen. Speaking of that with Apostle Paul saying that he's learned how to be content with what God's doing. That's the life of where really God wants us to be.
Yes.
Where we are numb to all fleshly things and desires. When he can get us to a place that if we could still pray to him and worship him with our lights out, with our car repossessed, you know, with no food in the refrigerator. Can we still seek him and go through and still love him and bless him so he can teach
glory.
Us some things and get us where we are, you know, solely with him so he can let us know who our real daddy is. You know?
Oh, my God. You said something when you said numb to the things of this world. That's dynamic in itself. I may borrow that title. Numb to the world.
Yeah.
That is dynamic. That is dynamic. Come on, we want to give everybody an opportunity. Now, you don't just have to wait to dial 1 to talk about something. You may be in need for prayer. You may be in confirmation mode right now. You heard a word of confirmation. Dial 1 for that also. Area code 562, last 4-3-4-0-4. You're live on Women Speak Now with Apostle Lucretia. Good evening.
Hello, hello. First, I want to thank you, Pastor Hamilton, for inboxing me. This is Sharnetta. Having me on. Just fine. I'm here. But, Apostle, you bless me. Woman of God, you on mark. It was some things that you said I was listening to, and it just killed my soul. And I just want you to pray for me, keep me in prayer, because you was on mark. You was on mark with some things for us tonight. And I want to tell you, thank you for being honest. You got an honest spirit. And thank you. Thank you. And thank you when you put the scripture out there, I immediately went on my cell phone and Googled it up. I'm not a Google person. I like to have my Bible in front of me and read it, but I did Google it up. And it was to me. Say no more. The whole message was to me. The whole entire message was to me. So I would just like for you to pray for me. And I'm looking for housing. That's really what's been on my mind. Everything else I can handle, but it's frustrating looking for a place to live. And
on that manner, inbox me after the broadcast. We have a lot of connections here in the Los Angeles area to assist you. So get with me afterwards. And thank you, Jesus. A lot of times it just takes for us to speak it out of our mouths. Oh, my God. For him to really give us what we need and the people to be in our quarters and to help us get what he wants us to have. And I believe just by you speaking that into existence, I know I can help. So get with me offline. We're out here in Southern California. But Apostle, pray for the woman of God.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. I thank God for you. Thank you for your encouragement. Amen. Father God, we come to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, just thanking you, oh Lord, for just what you're about to do in my sister's life. God, I pray that you will continue to strengthen her in this season. God, I pray that you will continue, Lord God, to keep peace in her heart, keep peace in her spirit, peace in her mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray right now, God, that your spirit continue to guide her in the places that she needs to go,
yes,
to
Jesus.
The people
oh,
who
hallelujah.
She needs to talk to. And God, I pray right now, in the
right
name
now.
Of Jesus, God, that
Jesus.
Any negative tongue that is trying to come against her, try to discourage her, try to distract her, any form of dismay, we rebuke it now in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the
peace
name
of
Jesus.
Blood right now. And God, I pray right now that you will begin, God, to give her a deeper depthness in relationship with you, God. Let her continue to walk with you, talk with you. God, I pray even for that frequency to be more clearer in her ear.
Oh.
So therefore, when it sounds, it is precise, and she move when you say move. Now, Lord God, we just thank you for the testimony that is going to come. My God, I thank you for the many testimonies that's about to come from her stepping out on faith in this season. We love you. We give you the honor. Oh, God, we thank you just for who you are. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen.
Jesus'
amen.
Name, hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Receive
hallelujah.
It. And definitely
hallelujah.
Inbox me so we can communicate. And I can definitely find out what actually your actual need is and what we can do to help you here in our area. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. And I will be inboxed you. Thank you, woman of God. Thank
God
you.
Bless
God bless
you.
God.
Yes. Thank you. And I will be inboxed you, Pastor Hamilton.
All right. Amen.
Amen.
Apostle Barbara,
okay,
you are live on Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
Praise God, woman of God. I have really, really enjoyed the word of God, and it was just rich for my soul.
Amen.
And I thank God because you said, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. And I thought about the song that I play continuously, I won't let you fall if you just lean on me. And, you know, and I just said, Lord, I thank you because it's just, you have to stay focused because of the distractions, because of the things around. So, you know, you just really blessed my soul with that word. That is one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. So you be encouraged and you just keep doing what you're doing because we need to hear more of you, more of that voice that's on the inside of you that God is speaking. And so we enjoyed it. And we love you. You be encouraged. And you can say a prayer for me as well. Amen. Love you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for the encouragement and the insight. Please keep me in your prayers. So, Father God, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for this woman of God, for her servitude. We thank you, Lord God, for the great and mighty things and works that you have placed in her hands. And Lord God, we ask right now that you will continue to empower her to take on these assignments, oh God, and the things that she is about to do. Father God, I pray that you will continue, God, to give her great and mighty works through her hands. And Lord God, even these projects that are about to come up, God, I pray for grace and unmerited favor that it be upon her life right now in the name of Jesus. Even
Jesus.
The new territory, and the
increase.
New prophecy, even the Shikanadabasia, the things that you are about to give her, God, I pray
thank
right
you,
now in the name of Jesus that you will continue to download strategies and ideas how to keep and obtain, oh God, the territories, oh God, and the things of the riches and the substance that you are releasing to this woman of God. God, we give you the honor, God.
Honor.
Oh God, oh God, we just thank you for the great
thank
and mighty
you.
Works, oh God. Hallelujah. Even the things, God, that were trying to get in her way, God, we thank you for moving it out of her way, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you, God, even for the books that are about to come and certain instruction manuals and things that she's working on. God, we thank you right now. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for the new season that you are ushering her into. And, Lord God, we'll be so ever careful to give you the glory, God. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God, we even thank you for even some relational affairs being mended, God. We thank you, God, for just doing some magnificent things in her life. Now, God, we'll be so careful to give you the glory. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, glory.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, woman of God. This, you know what? This is clarification, you know, because this clarity, you had spoken to me even anyway about the book. And I forgot all about that. But I had been working on some things. And so
let me tell you what really gets me. When you're in covenant with somebody, you have intimate spiritual connections. You know, you already know what God's desires are. But then when someone else speaks it, and then the joy of the Lord is like busting right now, I'm sitting back here like, see, ooh, I told you, we on it. God moves in miraculous ways. He is not a mysterious God. He is a powerful, alive, active, miraculous God. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Speak.
Amen. Pastor E, I love you, man of God. I really do. I love everybody on here. But, you know, I'm trying to, I was going one way, and God said, now it's time to separate because you got to go this way from my work. You got to do. He said,
thank
your
you,
season
Lord.
Is up over there on
thank
the other
Lord.
Side.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, it's time for walking, woman of God. It's time for walking.
Yes.
We are apostles. We are sent.
Yes.
It's time to go. Yes,
ma'am. Did you say your book that faith walkers, that's all of us that are called to ministry, that we're tested? It's a definite, constant test. I know I'm quoting some things from the book, but that we're tested. We should expect testing coming. It shouldn't be it shouldn't be a strange encounter that tests are coming when you are. One who walks by faith and not by sight, you must expect challenges and testing. Oh, my God. Get me ready for the test, Jesus.
Yes.
I'm ready to test. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Glory God.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God.
We have diverse temptations. Amen.
Thank you.
Glory be to God.
I receive you.
Aaron Moses.
Just count it all joy.
And count it all joy. Amen. We want to welcome in now Sharon Moses out of Gardena, California. Welcome to Women Speak Now.
Oh, good evening. Good evening, Apostle. You have really blessed me. You touched on so many issues that I'm going through right now. So I just want to stand here and cry because it's like God was talking to me through you. Because it's like I am really going through this trust thing right now. I'm going through this anger thing right now. And you just touched on everything. And it really blessed me and really helped me tonight. And I thank you. And you could also pray for me to get through this. Because it's like right now it is so hard.
Shabbat.
Wow. Well, woman of God, first and foremost, the fact that you have pressed your way through to even declare that you're already healed. Notice what I'm saying. That, you know, you have declared that you're already healed is the fact that the enemy is mad. He's very mad. Because anytime when you acknowledge demonic play, that means exposure has taken place. And now that exposure has taken place, now God can really come in and move and shake some things up in your life. So I just speaking forth, and I am going to pray for you. Hello, are you guys there? Because I can't hear. Hello?
No, we're here.
Okay.
When the Lord is speaking through you, I pull myself out because I'm up here still hallelujahing and shouting and shabaking, and so I'm muted. Watch this.
Okay.
See, I'm still talking.
All right.
Can't hear me.
Okay. I understand.
My God.
Because I'm like, wait a minute. So I just commend you for doing that. Yeah. So, Father God, we thank you right now, God, for we are nothing without you, God. We come to you, Lord God, on tonight just to love you, just to say thank you for being the everlasting Eternal Father, we thank you, oh Lord Jesus, just for who you are, God. We thank you for just your love, your power, your strength, your guidance. Now, God, I pray for my sister on this line. I pray, God, for your love to overshadow her in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the spirit of depression, and we use the oil of joy, the garment of praise, and the comforter of the Holy Spirit, God. Father God, turn those tears into moments of joy. Your word declares that you shall give us beauty for our ashes. Now, Lord God, I pray right now that in the next 24 to 48 hours, you will begin to restore. You will
right
begin
now.
To rebuild. I apostolically declare and decree that no weapon formed against this woman of God shall prosper. No weapon formed against her, she Kennedy, her family shall prosper. No weapon formed against her children shall prosper. No weapon formed against her mental, I see you, Satan. No weapon formed against her mental health shall prosper. I rebuke bipolar, I rebuke schizophrenia, I rebuke ikanetia, manic depression. I rebuke suicidal thoughts. I rebuke shakadidia. I confiscate your weaponry. I serve you. Notice in the name of Jesus. The blood be upon you now. And Father God, I pray that you will continue to raise up this woman of God so you can use her for your glory. Father God,
yes,
I pray
Lord,
right
thank you,
now
Jesus.
For a breakthrough. I pray right now that you release the spirit of the conqueror upon her now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that you will release the warrior anointing upon her. So therefore,
right now,
when the enemy fire comes in like a flood, God, you shall raise up a standard against them. And
hey,
Father God, I pray right now that you will continue to order her footsteps in your word, God. And God, I pray, God, that you will
right
continue
now,
to lead her. Hashia Baba CK.
Right now,
we rebuke negative voices. We rebuke
right
you witch eba kotia. We suffer the witch not to live. Shaka Baba. I declare and decree, she shall live and not die, to declare the word
hey!
Of the Lord. Father God, we thank you now.
Shalom.
Hallelujah.
Shalom. Thank you.
For the testimony that's going to come forth. We thank you now. Hallelujah.
Thank you. I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
I hear the Lord saying that the separation was necessary. The cutting away from. It was necessary.
The separation.
Do not have Y anymore.
The separation was necessary. All the stuff you got taken from you, all the stuff that you've been removed from, it was necessary.
No, thank you, Jesus.
It was necessary. I said it earlier. You can't take an old thing, watch this, and a dead thing into a new and living season. You can't. So not only was the taking away necessary, but it also took some stuff out of you in order to build you up, to push you. So you hold on. You gonna make it through. Oh, you gonna make it through because it was spoken over your life.
Woo!
You hold your head up. You hold your head up.
Yes.
You hold your head up.
Get I'm out the way. Get out the way.
Yes.
I'm gonna tell him right now. Say I'm out the way.
I'm out the way. I am out the way. Thank you, Jesus.
Woo,
thank
glory.
You.
You know, that anointing has been on this broadcast since Monday. just to worship and to cry to say, I'm out the way, I'm out the way, I'm out the way,
I'm out the way, I'm out the way.
Hallelujah.
That's what he wants. That's exactly what he wants.
Out the way. God bless you, Father God.
Numb.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know we got you, and you know I'm gonna follow up on this one.
Yes, I know.
Well,
I know you are, Pastor. Thank you.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Minister
Amen.
Cherry. Minister Cherry, welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard with Apostle Lucretia.
Good evening, family. Good evening, beautiful Apostle Lucretia. What a word.
God bless
what
you.
A word. God bless you too and love you. And I received
love
that word too. And I touch and agree in your prayers that went forth for all three sisters, because I know through God all things are possible. And with prayer, prayer breaks strongholds, break chains, and lifts up yokes and everything else. So glory be to God. In my heart, what you were speaking on tonight, that place, we have to get in that place to know him better. And sometimes we go on about our lives and we don't get into that place, but we have to find, it doesn't have to be that closet as everybody say, but we just have to have that place where we can have time with him. And I know for me personally, just getting in that place, it has strengthened me. It has strengthened me where I needed to be strengthened. So I love what you said, too. You said allow the bad things to be purged out of you so the new things will come about.
Mm-hmm.
So, glory be to
yeah.
God. And I'm looking forward to this Faith Walker, your book, because Pastor E was saying some of the chapters, and this week it has been all about faith. And that's why our life in Christ is faith. Glory be to God. You brought it, sister. You brought it. I tell you. You brought it the last time, too.
Oh,
glory
to
be to God.
To God be the glory. To God.
Yes.
It's not me. It's him. It's him.
Yes. Amen. It's the God within you. God bless you, sister. Love you.
Love you, too. And thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Woman of God, I want you to please share with our listeners how they can get the book directly from you, personal signature copy directly from the author. God is doing such a mighty work and growing this ministry for you of faith. And you know, it's
you
started it. You sowed the seed. I was when Minister Cherry was talking, I was just sitting there. It, like I said, I muted myself, and I was like, "Wait a minute! Don't you remember she was just here on Let's Talk Jesus, and she sowed a dynamic seed of faith that's been over 2 months ago, and now it's starting to produce and show activity. You know, just like the word does not fail." It will not return to you void. But are you going to remember the word? Are you going to activate the word? And are you going to stand on the word? Or are you going to just keep waiting for a new, a new message? It's a difference between a message and a word. You know what I'm saying? So thank
That's
you so
good,
much
man.
For sowing seed into this ministry of faith. And I want you to be encouraged, because you see now the productivity, the growth of your seed. Now the harvest comes, and this is us building faith to be on one accord. Please share with us how to get that information. I know Evangelist Virginia Valentine out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, be bringing her on. She's our host for 52 Weeks of Love tomorrow night. Oh, wait, we have another unknown caller. Area code 214, last 49260. You're live on Women Speak Now with Apostle Lucretia. Good evening.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the Lord. I really have enjoyed what you guys have been talking about tonight.
Amen.
Wait a minute, say out of the mouth of a babe? wait a minute, are we worshiping right now? Hallelujah.
Adorable. Oh,
that was spectacular! Oh my God,
that was cute.
Unknown languages. You know, when they excite you, you know the Holy Spirit is involved in that. That's a whole other message. We'll share with you later. Anything else?
I'm
woman
sorry,
of God?
He's just agreeing.
Okay. Oh yeah, I'm telling you, and we're agreeing with him. He preaching. Oh my God. Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the youth expression that has just been an example, Lord, that we need to just utter a song of praise to you, Lord, that we need to just be humble and submissive to you, Lord, to listen and to be aware of your sound, Lord. Thank you for your sound, Lord. Thank you for your anointing that flows from the old to the young, from the young to the old, Lord, that we can be aware and conscious. This is a moment of consciousness, and so we thank you, Lord, for giving us the awareness to hear you from a mouth of a babe and from a mouth of the apostle, from the mouth of every person that has shared tonight, Lord, that you are being glorified, magnified, and lifted up because of your son,
yes,
Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah. Amen. I had to get that in there.
Amen.
Woman of God, you're still live here with the apostle.
That was beautiful.
The creature.
That was beautiful.
Wasn't
that beautiful? And angelic.
That came from. That was a moment. That was a moment. Oh my God.
That was so beautiful.
That was a moment. Oh, if you never experienced God, you just did. Oh my God. Woo.
That was beautiful.
Glory, glory, glory.
How are you, woman of God?
I'm doing good. I was just calling in for prayer. I wanted to get some of this anointing on me.
Okay. Well, Father, we thank you right now. Oh, Lord, just to gather. Hallelujah. We thank you for, amen, your word may just be, and God, we just thank you for speaking out of the mouth of the willing vessels in this hour. God, I pray right now, God, that you will continue, God, to cover her baby, God, now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray, God, that you will continue to grow her in relationship with you. And Father God, I pray, oh God, that you will continue to shower her with your love, shower her, oh God, with your favor and your grace now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. I pray, God, that you will keep her in good health and good strength, God, as she continues to nurture her child, God, who is the chosen one, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray right now that you will continue to walk her and grow her in her career, the desire to want to get back and do some things, God. I pray, God, that you will continue to strengthen her. Oh, God, even open up some doors for her to go back to school, to do some things that she's always wanted to do in her heart, God, because your word declares that you will give us our heart's desires. Now, Lord God, I pray, oh, God, these things in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, woman of God, and continue. We're here every day. There's a broadcast on this network every day, and we continue to be here for everyone. But we want you to connect with Apostle Lucretia. Get everybody on this line needs Faith Walker. You need that book. You need to read it and give
Please,
it to somebody else. You need to pass it on. You need to tell somebody about it. We need to really, you know, we always, you know, there's a lot of things you see nationally going on, and we'll go buy that and never read it. This is something I'm telling you is a nugget of information that you must get. It will grow you in your faith. I don't care how big you are, what title you have, when you submit to the word of God, you can grow. And I'm telling you now, there's growth in this book. I'm promoting that tonight, that you need to start walking by faith and not by sight. Start right now with Apostle Lucretia's book, Faith Walker. Tell us how we could get that.
Well, please find me on Facebook. Y'all see my name on the flyer, and I know that Pastor Ed tagged me in it. Please find me on Facebook. You can inbox me to order your autographed copy. I'm under Lucretia Hines on Facebook. Please find me. Inbox me. Tell me you want your signed copy. I have books on deck ready to go. I am on Amazon. I'm also on Barnes & Noble's. I'm also, thank God, praise the Lord, I'm in Barnes & Noble bookstores, some stores here in Atlanta. So
I'm thanking God, and we're making some moves here. So, again, you want your copy, you want it quick, you get in about 5 to 7 days, please inbox me, and I will send you the link, and you can hit the link. It's PayPal, pay it, I get it shipped to you, you get it in 5 to 7 business days. Or I have a P.O. box. If you want to mail your payment, that's going to take about 2 to 3 weeks for your shipment to be to you. But if you want to mail your payment in, those who are not crazy about using, you know, electronics, because, you know, I've been, you know, I got to have all options now, because a lot of people don't, you know how this goes, Pastor. You know, a lot of people don't want to use PayPal, stuff like that, even though that's the day and age and the millennial that we're in. So, you know, again, I have all kind of,
you know,
options.
Let me be honest with you.
Book to you.
That's something that we really, as ministers, need to look at. It's not that people don't want to. People are scared. People have fear of transacting. I don't care how. I have PayPal swipe. I have PayPal guaranteed.
And
I don't care how much you explain it, how secure it is. You know, that's why we're getting ready to do some classes out here for smartphones and for Facebook and actually social media connecting and things like that, because people are afraid. It's really a spirit of fear when it comes to mobile transactions. With really, you better get on board, because if you see how our country is going, they're getting closer and closer to everything on plastic. So I know one ministry we're embracing. But I want to say to you guys out there, do not let that be the reason you do not get the book. Give me a call. Call me. I'll meet you. Everybody out here in California, I'll meet you in one area. Give me the money. I'll do it on my PayPal. It's done. We'll get the books out here to you and make this thing happen. I know we've already committed to two. We want to sponsor two books through the Now Network.
Oh, great.
So we said that before. Remember, I said we went to Hurricane Harvey, got us stuck up. We didn't get back communication.
Right.
So we're going to definitely make that happen now. I'm going to say to those out here, those my covenant partners, you need to go on and start messaging me now. Say, I'm number one. I need number one and number 7 and number 9 is going to be the recipients of our blessing to the Faith Walker. But we want others to get involved and to bless the woman of God. Let's support each other, because you're going to see, when you read Faith Walker and you learn to walk by faith and not by sight and start putting your visions on.
Hello.
Your thing, and you have a manifestation. Okay. Now you're going to be needing people to support you too. And so what you sow is what you get. Let's get involved in helping each other to go to the next level. It starts here with you as well as it does with me. So God bless you, woman of God. Pray for everybody who didn't dial one. There are many, 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 many. I don't even want to throw out how many numbers we are at high volumes tonight. But just pray for us all.
Well, I just want to.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I just want to add this because I was moved to do it. My PayPal will be up. I'm going to put it in a status on my Facebook. You can't get to my inbox because I have my inbox special. You have to request it. Yeah. Get to the other couple blocks. So I put my Facebook up. I mean, my my PayPal will be up on my Facebook. So you can just hit it. It's $20. That includes the shipping and handling. And like I said, you have a signed autograph copy. It'll get to you in about 5 to 7 business days, okay? I have a good amount of books here. And then I'm also teaching my classes here in Decatur, Georgia, every 2 weeks. I have a class coming up next Friday. So I'm actually now teaching people how to faith walk. And I don't know if somebody's listening who's in Georgia, but in case you are, if you're in Atlanta area, Decatur and all that stuff, you can catch me next Friday, September 29th, at my location, the Grace Center, teaching from Faith Walker. Now, if you have a book, your class is just $25. If you don't, then your class is $45, and that includes your book. Okay. Also, I don't know if I got people from Texas on the line. I'm not sure. I'm just going to say
it. There are people from. We have Houston and Dallas on. I know we have Houston and Dallas on the line right now.
Wow. Well, I will be in an area called Waco, Texas. I will be there on October 21st, Saturday,
at 7 o'clock p.m. I will be doing my crusade and also selling my books. I will be there. A couple of my leaders will be with me. So if you would like to meet me personally, if you get a book, you can bring your book with you to the crusade, and I'll sign it again for you in the back, okay? So you can meet me. I'll be in Waco, Texas, on October 21st. It's a Saturday at 7 p.m. All that's on my Facebook as well. I'll tag Pastor Ed in it, so it'll be on his page so he can know. And those who are able, please come out. I would love to meet you and see you, all right? So that was the back.
Well, that's a little bit north. On you get on I-45 from Houston. That's north. It's instead of 3.5 hours to Dallas, it's only 1 hour and 45 minutes to Waco. And from Dallas, vice versa, the same thing, 1 hour and 45 minutes, you can be in Waco.
Yes.
Come on out and join the woman of God. Yes, I am a
wow.
I am that's my second home, Texas. So even from
Ooh.
A child, I know Texas all the way around and I can direct some people to get up there, but support this thing tonight. This movement of walking by faith, and that's the Faith Walker.
Yes, 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 yes.
Amen.
So, again, Pastor Ed, thank you so much for allowing me to come on your show. I'm honored. Thank you so much.
Amen. Look, now, you said some things, and I'm going to say this before I hang up because I know some other people out there are going to be like, oh, he didn't go there. Well, you know, we're always looking for arenas and places that we can facilitate locally, nationally, to do the same thing. So when you're ready to teach the network about faith and walking by faith, we could definitely open up a night to get you on once a month, every 3 months, however the Lord leads your spirit. But that was put in my heart when you said that. It's like, wait a minute, we can do something for the nation. Let me get with you on your thing. Can I get a speaker, you know, one of those Bluetooth speakers, and put it on your phone and broadcast live as you're doing your conference? We see there's so many creative ways that God has been showing me that we can really get the word out there. We just need to share it with everybody. So let's be creative and let's help each other share the word of God.
Wow, that would be excellent. We'll definitely have to wrap on that for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yes. Wow.
Well, pray for us.
Thank
all.
You, Lord.
Get us all anointed.
Yes,
we're already anointed. Just the flow of the spirit of one is going. But just pray for all of us, those that didn't dial one, that are in agreement and maybe just heard a prayer that someone else had said, well, I just want to piggyback on that prayer. Pray for us all just to be in God's perfect place. And God bless you. And we can't
Hallelujah.
Wait to have you back on the network.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we come to you thanking you. Lord God, as humble as we are and as we can be, God, we just come before your throne of grace, God, just honoring you on tonight because we are nothing without you, God. You are the God of the heavens and the earth and everything in between. You are the ultimate creator of creators. And God, we just thank you for being the Alpha and the Omega, the author and the finisher. God, we just thank you, oh God, for your glory. We thank you, God, for your grace, God, for your grace. Without your grace, where will we be,
thank
Father
you.
And Lord? We'll be so ever careful, God. We just thank you for pulling us out of darkness into your marvelous light. We thank you,
ooh,
God,
Jesus.
For just your love and just overshadowing us and overtaking us, God, with your created miracles, because even some of us even didn't deserve to have a miracle, but God, because of your love, hallelujah, you found us worthy, God. And God, we just thank you, hallelujah, just for your empowerment. We thank you, God, for your precious son and his blood. We thank you, God, for being the provider, God. We thank you, Lord, for opening up doors that no man can open, God. God, we just thank you, God, for just connecting us with the right people in the right place at the right time in the right season. God, we just thank you, God, for all the things that you are about to do in our lives, God. We thank you for the season season of the new God. And in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for new relationships, new covenants, new shiamasiata, oh God, new relationships and new
you.
Careers and new businesses, God, and even new networks and new radio stations. And just new things, God, that you're taking us into in this season, God. For it is the season of the last being first and the first being last. And God, we just thank you for the turnaround. Hallelujah. And for those who are under the sound of my voice, God, I release blessings upon them. For they are blessed when they come and they are blessed when they go. And God, I pray, God, that anything that is trying to stand in their way, that it be removed. Remove every burden. Remove every heartache. Remove every pain. Remove every distraction that will try to deter them or detour them or distract them from going into the ways of you, oh God. Father God, I pray, God, that those who are under the sound of my voice, that you will continue to order their footsteps in your word. Your word declares to us that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by you, Lord. And Lord God, I pray, God, that you will continue to order their footsteps, God. Keep them on their daily assignments, God. Start to transform and rearrange their life. Start to line it up with your will. Start to line it up with your purpose. Start to line it up with the things that you have spoken upon their life, even before the foundations of this world, even before they were formed in their mother's womb. God, you said that you knew them, God, and some of them you have called out. Now, Lord God, I pray right now that you will continue to grow them in every way in the name of Jesus. I speak blessings upon their family. I speak blessings upon their purses, pocketbooks, wallets, bank accounts. We call forth money now in the name of Jesus. We call it forth from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We call it down from the heavenlies and in our God, into our life right now, for we have need.
Yes.
Of thee in the mighty name
Jesus.
Of Jesus, even grants, hallelujah, even donations, oh God, Rabbi Siata, even seeds, God, I call it in now in the name of,
in the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus,
miscellaneous checks in the mail, I call it in now, rebates, refunds, voided out transactions, I call it forth now in the mighty name of Jesus, even folks, those who are under the sound of my voice, that people owe you money and have been running from you not to pay you, I declare and decree that they will come back and they will repay you and even give you interest of 10% in the mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus.
I declare and decree that the days of struggling is over and this is a new season for us to walk into and to come.
Glory.
Hallelujah. We thank you now.
Thank you.
We thank you for Pastor Ed. We lift up his ministry. Yebasiata. We thank you for the vision that you've given the man of God. Now, Father God, I pray that you will connect him with someone with the network. Kikabasiate. Oh, God, because it is his vision that you have given him, which is your vision, to go abroad, to go international as well as global with this. Now, Lord God, I pray that you connect him, oh, God, with the right people, oh, God, that will deliver and that will set him up, oh God, in the things that you have called him to walk in on the mountain of media that you've allowed him, oh God, and given him access to. Father God, I thank you, God, even for people changing lives from his broadcast, and even for, oh, I thank you, Lord, for even gangs turning away and being peaceful lives and making peace treaties with enemies, God. I thank you right
Jesus.
Now for even the folks off the street, God, that are going to come to his ministry, God, and be healed and be delivered. Those who are on drugs, those who are, oh my goodness, in violent relationships, those who are living on the street, God, we thank you, God, for his ministry and the things that you are about to do in the new season upon his life and upon his network, God. And we thank you, oh God, for the
thank
building
you.
That you're going to release to him for that multi-purpose center that he wants in the community. God, we give you the glory. Hallelujah.
Glory.
We give you the honor and we
the
thank
honor.
You. Give him favor in this season right now.
Yes, Jesus.
Jesus' name we pray. We say
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And Heavenly Father God, Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you for your love, Lord. We thank you for your covenant. And
yes,
we thank
God.
You, Lord, that your will is being done. Lord, we thank you to continue to bless the woman of God as she goes forward, her family,
thank
Lord,
you,
her
God.
Business, her ministry, her whole complete life that is dedicated to you, Lord. We honor you
yes,
for
God.
her sacrifice right now,
yes,
Lord.
God.
Re-strengthen, re-energize, Lord, resupply
thank you,
all
Lord.
Of the seeds that have been sown, Lord.
Provide
the harvest that will be abundant above all we can think or ask. Lord, we thank you for the seeds that have been sown tonight, Lord, and we thank you that it has not been sown on fertile ground, but on soil that is ready for the harvest, Lord. So have your way. Move like never before, because you'll get the honor, you'll get the glory, and we won't be the same. We won't ever sit in the same rut that but we will be changed, rearranged, and transformed.
Yes, God.
Of our
yes,
minds,
God.
And we will glorify you even in the midst of the
yes,
storm.
God.
In Jesus' name
yes,
we pray.
God.
Amen.
Yes, God.
Family, God bless you guys. It's been awesome tonight. Don't forget your No Look account. You guys, my covenant partners know what I'm talking about, the No Look account. Put some in, and God's going to bless you. God bless.
Amen.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.